only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio. It's thickly packed and full of flavor. Listeners, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Harsh.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the Honey Suite's Crushing After Dark. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and I'm here by the skin of my teeth, but I'm here. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Please bear with me. I am currently doing multiple things right now, trying to put in the last-minute touches. It was my fault. Somebody called me and had me distracted, but I'm not even going to say any names. Got to blame it on somebody. You guys take that. You got to take that. Take that. Got so much going on right now. I got everything in my ear right now, so please bear with me. So it's Crushing After Dark. It's the third Tuesday of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern. I am here. I am ready. I'm in the chat room at www.phonefantasyradio.com. So far, I got a little loud because the player is playing in my ear. Yes, it automatically starts once the chat room starts. And, you know, I'm here. So please go to www.phonefantasyradio.com/live and join me in the chat room. I'm going to take a quick break, a little intro, if you will, and we're going to come back, bring in my special guest co-host. Just bear with me, people.
I'm the one. fly you guys. We gotta socialize and cherish time. This shit is deeper than love. I pull up in that Lamborghini, the doors in the sky. Should've straight up suicide. You in that new Bentley truck. No, no Bentley truck, no.
Just getting started, I get instant hype. Cause you're forever my lady, forever my baby.
Real life.
Hold you down, hold you down. Girl, you held me up when I was down. And now, girl, hold you down like I'm supposed to. Real nigga, I know you. Real nigga, I know you.
Another one.
I'll hold you down.
Welcome back, folks, to the Honey Suite. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart. And this is Crushing After Dark. It's the third Tuesday of the month, and every month we have this segment. And this is our naughty, 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 let's get naughty segment. You know, that's what we're known for. This is where we have a good time, talk about everything underneath the sun, and this show is no exception. Earlier this year, I had this special guest co-host of mine, author of Erotica, Miss LaDrama Princess, co-host on a few shows, and we called it Sexy Mayhem 2. Well, there were some technical issues on one of those episodes where folks could not get the other half or the other gist of our conversation. So guess what? This is Sexy Mayhem Revised, and right now I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss LaDrama Princess. How are you, ma'am?
I am scorching hot. I can't even say that I'm good tonight. I am hot. My air conditioner is on the fritz, and it is steaming.
Oh, I am the complete opposite. It's cold here. I'm freezing, turned off the fans and everything. Yeah, we got that cold weather. It's dropped down to 55 in New York.
What? Mm-hmm. That's where I need to be tonight. It's in the 70s here, but it feels like the 90s to me. I think it's high humidity something. I'm sweating.
Yeah, we have that. And you know, so, folks, thank y'all for tuning in. LaDrama, thank you for being coming to the Blessed Phone Fantasy Radio with your wonderful, wonderful exoticness.
Aww. My pleasure.
Do appreciate taking a moment out of your busy, busy schedule to come play with us tonight. We was getting some complaints and some requests to redo this conversation. And so, Sexy Mayhem Revised.
Okay.
This is how we're doing it here, folks. I just threw out the blast here, so I can't post on Facebook, but I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter right now. Bisexuality among women. That was the conversation we was having a couple of months ago. And, you know, I threw it up there. Hey, I want to be with a woman, but I don't think I can commit to that lifestyle. You know, I threw it up there. I don't know. This is going to opener conversation for myself, because I think I've been misinformed.
Because
I mean, I know what the lifestyle is, as far as being a bisexual, you know the term. The technical meaning is like you're attracted to both men and women, but this is also a lifestyle, being bisexual. Now, it's part of the LGBTQ, all them letters, community. You know, like, there's a community out there. And as though I say, you know, oh, I want to be with a woman, I'm bi-curious, like, that's crap. As I've been doing my research, like, either you are or you're not.
Bi-curious?
Bi whatever. Either you are or you're not. You can't sit there. I don't think that is doing any. I don't think it's giving the life justice just to say I'm bi-curious. Either you're going to choose to live this lifestyle and be part of the LGBTQ community, or you're just going to be a hazard, a fad for you. You know,
okay.
And I don't think that's fair.
Well, my
community.
First point is that you're right. Bisexuality is defined that you have an attraction to both males and females. But one thing that people don't seem to understand that bisexuality is fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that everybody experiences it differently. They have they might have an unequal attraction to men and women. And, you know, you might go long periods of time where you stay in a relationship with only men if you're a woman, or the exact opposite. But I don't think anybody can define it any further than saying that you are attracted to both sexes. That's about it. And
right.
As far as being curious, I think you do have a point there. Either
mm-hmm.
you are bisexual or you're not. I think curiosity is a way for some people to say they're interested, but they don't want to go all the way.
Right. Like, first of all, let's say this, bisexuality, a lot of people take this as you're on the fence. You like men,
and I find
and you
it
like
to be very,
women.
I find it highly offensive.
Right, but let me just say this. You say I don't mean to be rude to those that not trying to offend anybody, but let's just say you're attracted, well, it is what it is. You're attracted to men, and you're attracted to women, and then you come with bi-curious, and how do you put an amount of attraction on it? Because like you said just now, like I said, I had to look this up and read about it just a little bit because, you know, I didn't want to come to the show all ignorant and everything. Just a little bit here. How can you put an amount of attraction when you already said that, you know, I'm attracted a whole lot or a whole lot different because it's a fluid situation. You just explained that. But now I'm taking it a step further to the wicked direction with bi-curiosity. Like, that's like saying a double negative. Like, you're not supposed to say not and no in the same sentence. You get what I'm saying? Like, it just don't add up to me. It's like negative and negative is not going to equal a positive.
Right.
I'm just saying. That's just my take on it. And we already jumping in, folks. Y'all can give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press the 1. I'm in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com. That's phonefantasyradio.com. Click in, tune in live, or put /LIVE. I'm in the chat room right now. You can voice your comments, questions, and just, you know, chat along with us. I'm live right here on air. So if you want to get in touch with me, that's the way you can get in touch with me or call up. We already got somebody with their hand up from the 202 area code. They came in early. We didn't even, we just reached the 15-minute mark and we already starting early. Folks, if you just tuned in, we're talking about, look, see, this is what I be talking about. This be that bullshit. People always call me when I'm live on air. I apologize, folks. What I was going to say? Oh, yeah. We're talking about bisexuality among women, right? It's a gimmick. Is there truth to it? I got my special guest co-host, La Drama Princess, off of Erotica, give a quick synopsis of who is La Drama Princess for those who are just tuning into the show, Miss Princess.
Well, I am an author of erotic fiction, and that means I write adult books. So I get very graphic and explain everything sexual that's going on, and I also have a good story to go along with it. So it's not just bang, 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 and that's it. And that's what I do.
Bang, 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 that's it?
Well, no, it's not just bang, bang, bang in my books. It's a little bit more than that. You're going to get a full story out of it.
Okay, you got to have an ending, a beginning, and all that in between.
And I did write a book involving a bisexual main character called You Ain't the One. And I have another book that is very LGBTQ friendly, which is Submit to the Dark Side. I know all those letters.
Say that real fast 5 times.
I know, right? It's not going to happen.
Okay.
But, so I am very friendly like that. So go ahead.
You're very friendly like that. I am too. I'm very friendly like that. I've learned a lot from I had these gay roommates for about a year and a half. I was in this household, and all the men in there were gay, and they were gay young adults. And I learned a lot about the cruising and the girls there. They claimed that they were bisexual, but they all just seemed whacked out. I'm the only one saying, "Where's the penis? Can I get some penis? Can I borrow somebody's penis? Can I, you know?" And these girls are just I'm not saying it's representing bisexuals everywhere, but these women right here, I don't know if they were bisexual, if they were just confused, or they was finding themselves. I think that's what it was. They were just finding themselves. And my question here, they do say that young adults are more receptive to being, you know, quote unquote bisexual. If so, is it that you're going through that period where you're just finding yourself?
I think that's total bullshit. Because that's making bisexuality very trivial. Like, okay, it's not possible to be bisexual. You have to be playing around, going through a transition. You haven't made your mind up. When actuality, bisexuality is very real. Just like heterosexuality is real, homosexuality. And I don't understand why can't bisexuality exist when every other type of sexuality can. No one questions that. Even with homosexuality, that's more accepted than bisexuality. Because if you come out and say, I'm coming out of the closet and I'm going to tell everybody I'm bisexual, and they're going to look at you like, what? What's that to say? Because tomorrow you might be back liking men, you know, if it's a woman. So why would you even tell anybody that? That's not real. It's just something you're doing just to play around. And I find that, like I said before, very offensive.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm looking at an article. It says 10 things you might not know about bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
It's an article. Somebody joined an online course. They got B for bisexuality, and nobody else wanted to do it, so they went on the research, you know, and they do say that people think there's no such thing as bisexuality. So, you know, they went on a research, and they were just digging up stuff about, you know, sexual orientation, behavior, attraction, gender, all of the above. And the first thing that they say is they are more bisexual people than gay and lesbian people. They said not only does bisexuality exist, those who self-label as bi outnumber those who identify as gay or lesbian. And they even referenced a study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine and found that 3.1% of respondents in a national survey said that they were bi and only 2.5% lesbian or gay. Other studies have found similar results. So there are actual studies out there that, you know, confirm what you were just talking about, LaDrama Princess, that bisexuality really does exist. And why not? Why isn't there a gray area? You know, you got the black, you got the white. I know I'm definitely attracted to men or women. I know I'm definitely attracted to the opposite sex. So why wouldn't there be a middle where you have attraction to both men and women? But like you said, this is something that's fluid. And I guess since everybody have their own definition.
Your bisexuality? Personally? Well, I wouldn't say it's a definition. You know, if you're saying you're bisexual, it's just, you know, more so your attraction. Just that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's a definition of it. Because the definition that you originally started with is what it is as a whole. But for each person, it's fluid. It doesn't stay the same at all times for everybody.
Okay. I am in the chat room. Shout out to Brick, who's in the chat room. But the chat room just kicked me out. Shout out to the chat room. Hey, want to join the conversation. They forcing me to sign up. Like, I didn't create this bitch. Okay. thanks for tuning in, folks. We also got a caller on the line. I want to go ahead and get to this caller. 202, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Latresh? It's Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Larry.
And good evening to Mrs. Rama Princess. And,
hi, Larry.
How you doing? Before I do anything else, my take on it. As far as bisexuality, I do think that some people are confused because I've known some young ladies that if a guy hurt them real bad, and they say, well, you know, I figured I'd go try it over here and see how it is. And my thing is this, I mean, either whatever it is your preference is, then, you know, you be that. You know what I mean? It's a free world. You do what you do. But some people are more curious, and I'm not knocking people if that's what they want to do, you know what I mean? But be sure of who you are, you know what I'm saying, before you go, you know, exploring and getting even more confused. You know what I'm saying? Either you're bisexual, homosexual, trisexual, animal sexual, whatever sex you want to be, you need to find out what it is that you really like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just stick with that instead of, you know, being, I mean, if you like both men and women, okay, that's your thing. You know, if you like the same gender, I mean, that's your thing. I mean, but you do have a lot of people that I think are in it for the gimmick purposes of it. It's like sometimes it's a fad, it's cool, and all that other stuff. My thing is just be you, you know, whatever floats your boat. Just if that's who you are, that's just who you are. Nobody has a right. Nobody can judge you. You know what I'm saying? Only God can. So I think, you know, that's my take on it.
That's an awesome take. Thank you for sharing. Really do appreciate you calling in and giving us your two cents. Finally had a male perspective out there, and the lines are wide open. Anybody else care to give their two cents about our topic tonight, bisexuality among women? Larry, is being with two women who are, I guess, bisexual, one of your fantasies, is this truth that all guys want to be with two women?
I mean, that would be interesting. I can't say all guys because I've met some that have said nah. I can honestly say, I can't say that that's been a fantasy of mine or whatever, but, you know, I think it'd be an interesting situation, if that makes any sense.
It'll be interesting, hey? Okay. I can hear that. People are definitely tuning into the show right now. I'm getting little inboxes, and no, I'm not going to talk to those inboxes right now. Y'all need to stop playing with me. I know I've got ADD up in here, so So, okay, so LaDrama, have you experienced being with the same sex?
I am bisexual.
Oh, are you now? I didn't know that.
Yes, I am bisexual, but I'm more attracted to men than women. I've never been in a relationship with women like that.
Are you opposed to a relationship with women? Or you just never found her?
I just never found her, and I just tend to like guys more than anything. I could go the rest of my life and not have sex with a woman ever again, but that's just me. I don't think that, and when I say that to some people, they get offended and say, oh, you're not bisexual. You were just playing around. I don't think that I was just playing around because somebody made a meme last week where it was passed around, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but they said it was basically saying it's okay and it's fun and games in the club when you're kissing around with your little friend girl, but when you got to go home and actually get on your knees, it's totally different when you face with a vagina in front of you. So I think that if you're going to do that, you can't just say, oh, this person is playing around. You can't say, I'm still curious if you actually have sex with the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely not heterosexual anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You at least bi.
Hey,
you're at least bi. Okay. Yes.
I got a question. Is there any way I could make, like, both y'all ladies, like, hetero for a second?
Hetero for a second? Wait, hold up. What?
Just get my trip. Can I make y'all hetero?
Hetero for a second. For a second.
For a half second.
All right, you got a half
second.
Go.
matter of fact, I just got to do this every time I... Because I love LaCresta so much. I love her show, and I love her energy. And I like to dedicate some to you and Princess, if it be cool with you.
Okay, you got a second. Look, the next mini went up. Come on, hurry up. Chop, chop.
All right, boom, boom, boom. All right, this for drama, LaCresta. Lately I've been thinking something's going on. Like you got an attitude, because you're not in the mood like you used to. Girl, I can feel it when I hold you in my arms. The feeling is not the same. I don't want to stay no claim. I don't want to lose your love. I don't want to say bye-bye, oh no, no, true love is so hard to find, and it's right between your lips and mine, before I go. Can I get a kiss goodnight? Can I be your man? Can I be your man, baby?
I got
chapped
lips. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much. Woo! Sounded good. It sounded good, Laurie. Always got to come in and start something up.
I just wanted to
know. Yeah, we know. You just wanted to sing in our ears. I know. Trying to distract us from the conversation.
No, I'm trying to make y'all both a part of the conversation. You know what I mean? You asked me, did I have a fantasy of two women? So I figured, what better way of, you know, coercing them in?
We got Brick in the chat room. She says she's straight. She's straight. You know, made her straight. And Rick wants to know, Princess, is your attraction just sexual? That's what it says.
What?
Okay.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Oh.
You already asked me, have I been in a relationship with a woman? So I wouldn't say, I think that if I fell in love with somebody, I wouldn't have a problem with being in a relationship with them. I wouldn't run from it. But it's just never happened to me. And that I just like everything about men. That's the only, you know, relationship I could just see myself in. But if it were to happen, then I would go with it. Because I want to do things that make me happy. So if a woman would come along and make me happy, then it would be good for me.
Would you be in a relationship with both?
At the same time?
Yeah.
Probably not. Definitely not with the man that I'm with now. I wouldn't, because he said if that was the case, he would just be with other women as well. And I don't want that. So, and that's another thing about bisexuality, that they feel like, you know, well, if you're in a relationship, you're going to automatically be cheating because it's not possible. What about your other attraction? And it's just an attraction. Just like if I'm in my man, he's attracted to women. Okay, he might see someone who looks good to him, but he doesn't do anything or approach them because he's with me. And I think it's just, that's another thing that I find offensive, that people feel like, okay, well, you're bisexual. You just have to be a cheater and a whore. I don't believe that's true. Because if you want to be with somebody only, that's who you're going to commit to.
Sounds like a plan to me. One more question. Brooke is in the chat room blowing it up. I don't know why she didn't just press that one. She said, are most bisexual women lesbians rather than butch? I don't even know what that means. I'm going back.
Well, you know, we're not lesbians, so I guess saying if, like, butch would be like what? Being masculine? So then you go into the territory of transgender, transsexual when you say stuff like that. So I just think, or maybe people want to identify a certain look or, you know, certain behaviors. I don't think that you can do that, because I know a particular person on YouTube that I've been following for years, and he's very feminine, but he says he's bisexual, that, you know, he sleeps with men or he's attracted to men and women, but he is feminine himself. So I don't think that you could just put a label on like that. And I guess that's what pisses people off so much about bisexuality. They just can't figure it out or nail it down to a profile for each person they come across. Because, you know, everybody's different.
I agree, folks. If y'all want to look, talk to Brick or myself, we're in the chat room right now at foldfantasyradio.com/LIVE. We're going to take a quick break. Because that's what I do on Full Fantasy Radio. Lowry, thank you so much for tuning in. And I really do appreciate you showing that love. Like I said, I'll take a quick break. Call us up, 805-830-8320. Be right back with more of La Drama Princess and bisexuality among women.
What we've got.
Welcome back to the Honey Suite. That was a quick break, right? Normally I play like 12 songs in 15 minutes, but that was a quick one. We're gonna get right back into the conversation. I just need to catch my breath. You know, Larry, you always got to call and start something and then just hang up. But that's for another show. It's for another time. You know? I'm not asking your questions right. Look, Brick is going in on me in this chat room. I'm going to need you to go ahead and press one and stop bullshitting. She's like, wait, what? Is it the attraction? Is the attraction the physical woman or the emotions of physically? Is it physical to women or the emotion of a woman? What? Physical being big ass tits or whatever, or emotionally being personality or intelligence.
Look, when you're attracted to somebody, you're usually going to see them first, something on them. So that's the same for anybody. Or you're going to go, it's either whatever you come across first. If you don't see their picture, you don't see them physically first, then it's going to be what they tell you. So that's going to get on your emotions. But if you see them first, yes, you're going to be attracted to their body parts.
Their body parts.
Or how they carry their body. So
I like
just attracted, huh?
I like breasts.
Yeah. So.
Not even. I like breasts. I just want to say that. Just clear the air. No, people, I'm not identifying as bisexual. I have never had the experience of being with a woman. There we go.
Well, you know, some gay men, they like the breasts of women as well. So
I know that's right. How you doing?
Huh?
Not Amy. We got another caller from the 513. I don't even know where that's at. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Peace and blessings. This is Romeo D. Natty from Cincinnati,
hey,
Ohio.
Hey, Romeo. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you feeling?
I'm doing awesome. I got a bone to pick with people. Why am I getting a lot of male calls when I'm talking about women bisexuality?
Because men love women.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
So, we're talking about bisexuality among women. What is your take on the phenomenon?
As Larry said, it's an interesting situation. Mm-hmm. I have no issue with women enjoying women. We have that in common.
Mm-hmm.
What I have an issue with not a clear understanding is the women that go for, I guess, quote unquote, butch type of women, females.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of are try to dress real manly,
mm-hmm.
and act in a manly manner.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that is funny, confusing, and I just don't understand how if a woman is attracted to a woman, but they prefer to go with a woman that try to portray herself as a man or manly, and that in itself is humorous, that a female would choose that route if they are bisexual,
mm-hmm.
or quote unquote a lesbian.
Well,
they want a female, but that you want a woman who wants to live her life as a man but not be with a man.
Well, a woman who does live her life as a man is transsexual, transgender.
Right, that's a transgender.
Right.
Okay,
so
now when you say transgender,
just
because a female dress as a man, you categorize as transgender then?
Well, if you say she's living her life as a man,
when I say as a man, I'm not saying the ones that are taking, I mean, even if they are taking hormone pills, but just even if they are transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself makes it even more of an issue, because then you're being with a woman who's trying to turn herself into a man, and that, like I said, that is humorous, and the fact that you would leave a man to be with a woman or female who wants to be a man, that sounds confusing.
Well, I guess because you're on the outside of it, but she's attracted to this person, period. So that's what you would quote unquote say the benefits of being bisexual, that you don't have these restrictions, quote unquote, that other people have. But me, in my own sexuality, I'm attracted to transsexuals, females. So that becomes another complexity, isn't it, as well. Now, my man, he is just a straight up man, but I am attracted to, you know, trans as well, females. But for a woman who's in a relationship with a trans, you know, that's male, she's attracted to whoever she's attracted to. And everyone who dresses like tomboyish, or what people say is butch, they're also not necessarily trans as well. But when you say they're living their life as a man, then yes.
Mm-hmm.
If they just dress with the baggy pants, you know, and just all, you know, what you call men's attire. Because one day I was at Walmart in the line, and I never assume anything about people. If you tell me you're not a lesbian or whatever, then I'm going to go with that. But I was in the line behind this woman, and she was next at the counter, and this older lady was doing the customer service. And she said, "May I help you, sir?" The older lady assumed she was going to accommodate her by saying, "Sir." She says, "I'm a ma'am." So she's not living her life as a transgender male. She is a lesbian. So I guess on the outside, it's just, like, really confusing to everybody, and they want, you know, people say they don't want to be labeled, but everybody wants to put a label on it.
Yeah. I mean, one time I dressed like that, the baggy pants, the big old T-shirt, and, you know, well, I didn't have facial hair like that, and I can't have my boobs, but I did that attire. But no, I wasn't trying to be butch or anything like that. All I was in. Then, I wish people leave me alone.
But yeah, that's my take on it.
I think using the wrong word when you say it's humorous. I understand where you're trying to go to. Sometimes you have these women out there who are, I guess, at a phase of frustration, not necessarily saying that, you know, what they're feeling is not real, but you have these women who always presented themselves, I would say, or, you know, identified as being heterosexual, and then, excuse me, like Laurie has said, she's changing leaf, if you will. She's flipping another leaf. Now she's attracted to women, or, you know, she's attracted to both, but the person, the woman type that she's attracted to just have to be more masculine in appearance. And I think that, you know, they try a little too hard. They, you know, grabbing their crotch like they're holding on to something. I think they just don't want their
pants
to fall.
Which is funny to me. I find that very funny.
You find that funny? Oh.
I mean, because it's, to me, it's acting. And that's just not
acting
for women.
Okay, so you think she's acting. So you don't believe that gays and lesbians and bisexuality exist?
No, I'm not saying I don't think it exists. What I'm saying is the women who grab their crotch like they got a dick, or the females that dress that sag lower than the men's sag. To me, or even the men who make their voice real high when you normally don't speak like that, to me, mm-hmm. that's acting. If you don't wake up in the morning and that's your normal speaking voice, mm-hmm. you have to actually do that. That's an act to me.
But if they're walking around, say if it's a male who's transitioned or has transitioned to be a female now, he can't just walk around with his voice deep. So these
you
people actually
can't?
Feel like
you
that's their
can't?
True identity, what they've transformed into.
Right. Right. She said he cannot. If you
he
got...
He cannot make his voice
has,
deep.
Meaning if he's walking around in high heel stilettos and got double D breasts and in the process of getting...
Okay, so
done.
You're saying that he's actually
like,
done some processes
look
to
like
make himself
on
change.
The outside, and then, no, she's saying physically, if you see him standing and not saying nothing, and he looks physically Vivica Fox, and then he speaks to say, hello, you're going to have an issue with that even more.
Right.
You know, like, and even though we're laughing at it, but, like, this is, that right there is a whole nother ball game and a whole nother conversation because shit get real with that right there. People done lost their, no, I'm being real serious. Like,
I know.
People done lost their lives because of something just as similar than that. I've seen guys literally try to crash their car, and I was walking with a transgender, literally try to crash their car. He driving and looking back and literally almost hit somebody in the middle of the intersection, and next day this bitch came in with a fade. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and they tricked me too. Oh, she out for the day. This is your new partner, Will. You know, I'm like, oh hey, how you doing? You know, what's up, Will? You know, and you know, and I think that's something too. Like they were saying that, you know, being bisexual, having that attraction to both men and women, you also have people who favors, let's say, you know, if you identify you're attracted to both man and woman, if a situation presents itself, you tend to hide behind the most favorable sexual orientation. So one minute, you know, I'm bisexual, but then if you're in a room full of straight men, you know, you're going to say, oh, no, I'm just straight. You know, mm-hmm. he's just my friend, you know, and you know, try to, you know, hide behind that cloud there. Is that the word I'm looking for? That's the word that came to mind.
We're going to roll with that thing.
Yeah, we're going to roll with that. But, you know, I don't know. Y'all tell me, 805-830-8320. Thank you, Romeo, for calling in. I'm about to put you on hold for a minute. I do see I got the 225 in the building. Go, Louisiana. Go, Louisiana. Go, Louisiana. What's up, Lady C? How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Doing good.
Hey, Lady C.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, so Lady C, here's the situation. We're talking mm-hmm. about bisexuality among women. Is it a gimmick? Is it truth to it? You know, we're just having a nice general conversation, if you will, about the lifestyle. But you are a woman of distinguish. We're going to go with that word today. We're going to go with that one today. I'm just picking them. I'm just picking them out of the hat. So let me ask you now, 2014, compared to maybe, let's say, 30 years ago for you, just, you know, the people that you're around, the people that you talk to, bisexuality, you know, then and now, the stuff that you know, what you say would be the biggest difference to you
is the freedom to talk about it.
Oh.
And not be ashamed if that's where you plan to go or how you feel. Mm-hmm. There is more of a freedom of it now. I mean, it was always, back then it was a closet thing. If you did it, that's nobody's business. You try to keep it hush-hush. You didn't. They wasn't proud to say, this is how I feel. It was always questionable. Well, she looked like she's kind of, you know, she's kind of masculine. Is she going that way? I mean, if there was a woman athlete, there was always questioned because she was so athletic. You know, that's because she's a dyke or she's gay. But, you know, it just may have been that she was into sports, you know, from a family of sport lovers and stuff. And even if she was, it was never really, you know, everything was always questioned. Now it's like, if you feel that way, if you're comfortable, you don't mind letting people know. If you feel that it's okay in your environment, you don't hide it. You just, okay, you go with it and you go with the flow. And if it flows your way, like, I mean, the bisexuality, I mean, it's, I think the thing is, it's always, most women have been bi-curious.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 years ago, they would never bring it up, even if they knew they were in a room full of women that was also bi-curious. It was always a little secret thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just look and you'd have to wait till liquor was flowing or if I didn't got high and then it may come out. But now you can sit down and start talking about it and you don't, I mean, you can't, there are a few people, there's still some that don't want to hear it, don't want to know it. But majority of the people, you know, okay, that's how you feel, okay. That's where you want to be. That's what you want to be. If you find somebody that's good for you, okay, roll with it. You know, they're not ashamed. I mean, it's ironic. I have two nieces that are gay. You know, I have a daughter who goes as bi. You know, and I've always talked to them about it, and everybody said, well, you're not ashamed. I say, for what? I love them for who they are. You can't choose anybody's mate or partner, whether it be male or female. What makes them happy, I can't make them happy.
Right.
You know. It's an ironic thing because it's something you think about, and when it happens, if you actually go over there, you figure out, okay, how far are you willing to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, does this person catch you at what point in your life, you know, when you're going through? And the thing is, women are so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
We are emotional creatures, and when we're going through, someone comes and gives us what we need, we fall into that.
Right.
You know, because we're looking for support. And it's not always sexual, but it may get to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most times, oh, no, strictly dickly. And that one person that hollers that may be the one at the right point will go to the other side,
mm-hmm.
even if no more than just to try it.
So,
you know,
let me ask this, LaDrama. If you are, like she said, we're emotional creatures, and, you know, you just caught me at the right time, at the right place, and me and the same sex got it going on, but I still identify as heterosexual. Am I bisexual then? Even if it's just a one-time thing?
Yeah, because...
That's whack.
Okay. I don't understand how you're going to be heterosexual still if you've had sex. That just defies the whole definition of both words, heterosexual and bisexual. So heterosexual, that means you're only attracted to the opposite sex. That doesn't mean half the time, one time I slipped or anything like that. So if you had sex with somebody of the same sex and you go back and do it with the opposite sex, you're obviously bisexual.
That's
if you only had sex with the same sex and that's all you do it with, then you will be, you know, gay.
But
or
what
lesbian.
If you didn't enjoy it? If you found out that you didn't enjoy it, it wasn't what you thought it was.
Plenty of people that's heterosexual don't enjoy it. Doesn't make them not hetero.
Shit. No, that's not playing. Ask me that after one of them bad episodes. Ask me again after the one of them bad episodes when he's sitting there and it just ain't getting hard. What? Like, I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. So
once you go over there, you are bisexual, whether it's an active bisexual or not.
There's no going back. That's whack. That's whack.
But it's up to you whether you go back to it again or not.
I mean, you might not ever be attracted to anyone else like that, and that just might be it. But I don't. You can't say you're heterosexual. Heterosexual.
Yes, I did, because I wasn't. Literally, technically, I wasn't attracted to her. I was emotional. There's a difference.
Well, if you had sex with her, then yeah, it's more than that.
She took advantage of me. That's rape. Hold up,
wait a minute. But see, that's like I said earlier, that's one of the issues with bisexuality. People treat it like it's just something to do. But when in reality, this is somebody's actual life, like you touched on about the trans lifestyle.
Right.
That, you know, that's people have, you know, I see it going that way as well, because it's more, as homosexuality is more accepted, trans and everything else, that leaves bisexuality by itself. So that leaves, you know, people like me, in the way of we would be ostracized even more, have to deal with more violence because people just can't understand it. And, you know, to say, well, you're trying to take it too seriously. You know you're just playing around. You're just doing something to pass the time, or it's not possible to actually just do it once and then, you know, not be able to go back and say you're still straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like it's going to become dangerous if people don't realize that bisexuality does exist. And
but
once
that's
you
not
do
our
have,
fault.
Hmm?
That's not regular people's fault. No regular people. That's not regular people's fault.
What do you mean by that?
You saying you know the fact that we can't understand bisexuality is because some folks, like, you're giving us clear answers, but then there's that thing that you said, that aspect that you said earlier, when it's fluid. And, you know, sometimes you identify as being heterosexual. Sometimes you identify as being a lesbian or bisexual, you know, when the moment hits you.
I think that is because of society. That is society's fault, because they don't make it acceptable to be whatever you are. You have to pick a side. That is society's fault. That's why most people say that, you know, who, like you just said, when they go around certain people, they're one sexuality. When they're not, they're themselves.
Uh-huh.
Because you're not accepted by society. They will always want to put you in some kind of box or some kind of label. But that's very hard to do. And even with bisexuality, I don't know if y'all know this, but now the new term that's being used for it is pansexual. So
pan.
P-A-N-sexual, yes. And that would cover, like I said, that I'm attracted to trans as well. So that would cover all of that as well.
That right there would blow my mind. I want to try a tranny.
but it has to be a transsexual.
Like, my thing is this. If you attracted to, like I said, I'm a breast woman. If he has breastuses and a 9-inch, come on, that's not attractive.
Exactly.
To you.
That's the best shit ever.
That's the ultimate right there. Like, I can grab a nipple and watch them bounce up and down while getting pounded at the same damn time. Come on, folks. Just for a minute, cross over to the side with me. Just for a minute, ladies. Y'all thought about it. We've said it. We've talked about it. We've had this conversation. You know, you do find the opposites of the same sex attractive. There is something about, oh, she got a nice ass. Or, oh, her breasts are nice and firm and pretty. Or, oh, she's pretty. We comfortable as women. We're comfortable enough to say that. So I'm thinking, as a woman, if you can identify another woman as being sexy, cute, pretty, any of those things, then there has to be a tad bit of attraction there, right? There's that curiosity there, whether it's just you tell us, oh, because my boyfriend wanted to try it. Fuck out of here.
Being attracted to, like, another woman, it would have to be more so than you find her breast appealing. Because, like I said, breasts are, you know, everybody's pretty much attracted to big boobs because you get sustenance from breasts. That goes back to, like, early childhood. But
I don't think that at all.
Do what?
I don't think they're all that. Nah.
Well, you guys maybe lose my thought. But I think that it's more to it than just saying, you know, well, she has a nice figure or anything like that. You are, because when I'm attracted to people, I feel something deep within me, and I think everybody knows that when they want to have sex with somebody or this person, just you feel so drawn to this person. It's more than just, you know, it could be like an ugly person. They don't even really have anything on them.
True.
But you just want to be with them. They have this something magnetic to pull
their personality.
Yeah, it's just them, period. Their aura is just for you. Or their pheromones are just, you know, clicking with whatever you got going on.
But then
you
if
like
you have that, still. If it's not good in the bed, then you're like, oh, wait a minute, what? Mm.
You know what I found out? As being a heterosexual woman, I'm always justifying why I have sex with him. There's always got to be a justification or a reason why. If it's whack, oh, well, he bought me nice things, or he was generous, or he made me laugh, or there always got to be something extra than you just was horny and you wanted some dick. Nope, I got to have an extra reason. Because I feel like if somebody asks me, well, why did you have sex with them? I can give them something and it may not be legit, but I can give them something and it not be, I was tingling on the inside, so I just had to give it to somebody. Like, that's just me. I couldn't be, I can't see myself being with a woman because I've had, opportunities. You know, I used to go to the parties. That was the thing at the parties, you know, that whole let's be with women, let's do this, let's do that, you know, but that's not where I wanted it. I wanted to be intimate and just me and her. Then it get difficult because I'm like, who's going to be on top? We just going to rub. Then I try to get technical with it and it makes my head hurt. You know, after you say, okay, I want to be with her, I'm bi-curious, yeah, I'm attracted to women. I look at them that way. I get turned on by them that way. And then you try to get technical with it, like, who's going to be rough with it? Like, you know, who puts on a strap on first? Like, that, it gets too technical after that.
See, the curiosity with me was not who, I guess I was not curious as to if I could do her. I was curious of what, how is the difference? And that was my curiosity. It's a big difference between men and women.
Yeah.
And it was so. I guess I really wasn't as attracted to her. She was a good friend that I knew, and we had talked. And so finally it went there. But it wasn't, it was like, okay. And I couldn't reciprocate. It was like, I just couldn't. I could not reciprocate. I was like, okay, I can't do it.
You're not about to lie. Shout out to Brick in the chat room all by herself. She's like, I'm all alone in here. She's fuck, I'm out of here. I'm all alone. She's going crazy in the chat room all by herself. She done left the chat room. She need to press one and stop acting up. She needs to press one.
But no, it was a good friendship. And we went there, and then she came back with her and her guy friend lived with me and wanted to do, like, the threesome. I couldn't go there. I couldn't even go there.
That would hurt my feelings to have a threesome with a woman and a guy. That would hurt my feelings.
Now, see, I have a curiosity about that. I would like to try, but I think I want to be attracted to somebody in the group.
The only thing I would do is play with her tits. Like, I'm be sitting there twiddling my thumb. Like, you done yet? Y'all finished? Y'all hurry up? Like, can I go first? Can I get my eyes?
I want to be the center of attention. I want everybody to pay attention to me. Just let me.
It's not even that I want to be the center of attention. It's just that it's looking good. Like, you frustrated. I'm frustrated waiting on this, waiting for her turn. She screams, oh, yes, oh, and I'm sitting there twirling my thumb. loud, really? You don't see me over here, really? I'm just.
But you're supposed to be participating, though, aren't you?
Doing what? What am I doing? Holding her.
Playing with his balls or playing with her titties or something. I don't know.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I don't want her asshole too close to my face. Mm-mm, no. Ain't nothing about that cute. I don't even let you messing with my asshole, let alone her asshole in my face. Hell no. I don't even want his asshole in my face. Like, I don't want you teabagging me. Nothing. No, I just want him. Teabagging. That's a whole nother conversation. Not even gonna go there. If you just tuned in, this is Crushing After Dark, Bisexuality Among Women. Is it a gimmick or is it truth? Let us know your truth. 805-830-8320. Thanks to everybody who's tuned in, who's hitting us up, who's thanks to the Drama Princess, our co-host. She's holding it down with us right now. I got Lady C and I got Brick on the sidelines there. She got the phone. She's there. She just don't want to press one. She's being stubborn.
Press the one, Brick. Press it.
Press one, Brick. You can do it, Brick. Press the
Come
one.
Come on, Brick. Play. Come on.
Pressure, Brick. Peer pressure. Join the orgy. Join the bisexual.
We won't make you come over to the other side just yet.
Come here, woman.
She should be pressing it by now.
She's stubborn.
But I'm just saying, let's just go there for a minute, because now I'm thinking about it. You got a man and you got two females.
Mm-hmm.
What am I to do? What am I supposed to do? Why she's waiting? While she's having sex with him, what am I supposed to do?
You're gonna be touching her. You're gonna be being intimate with her if you're really attracted to her.
Right. If you're gonna participate, it should be a ongoing touching and feeling and stuff. Never done it, but it's kind of. I always figured that if you're gonna do it, you, him, her, y'all touching each other as it goes. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I would like to be first. I want to be first.
But that's the thing. If I'm first and he did his job right, I'm going to sleep.
Wow.
That's the ultimate goal.
Let's not do it with the crush.
If you do it right, because I'm turning over and I'm going to sleep, and I'm just going to let you know I snore. So... That
defeats it, Crush. That's not a threesome. That's a I'm first and you two, whatever.
You know?
The idea of a threesome is the three of you all intertwining and touching and feeling and kissing and licking and
okay,
kissing and all that between.
I went first, so now I'm going to sleep. He done laid the pipe. If that's not happening, if he's not laying the pipe, because first of all, let's get this out the way so y'all people don't think I'm crazy. The only person that would get that type of action would be me and another female is the person that know how to lay the pipe. That's Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Mandingo. If you want to call him that? Let's call him that. That's Mandingo. He's the only one that get that privilege. He done laid it already, so I already know what he do. We already know what my after, what the after effect is.
The good afterglow.
I fell asleep, and the condom's still on his dick. We both knocked out, so now we added somebody else to the mix, and we let her go first, or you let me go first, because I don't know what to do. I'm going to be uncomfortable. She going to be screaming, and I'm be like, you done yet? Like,
but when you think when you're in that moment and you're looking at, okay, she goes first and you're looking at them, wouldn't you be turned on to want to do and get involved?
Exactly. So now I'm frustrated. I said, right? I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
Just hurry up. Everything she doing.
So you wouldn't get up and go over there and start rubbing or touching, you don't think?
I don't want to do that. I'm mad at her. She's getting all the good dick. She's getting all the good dick.
Oh, my God. So why wouldn't you sleep with her first then and let him be on the sidelines?
Because that's whack.
Why?
That's whack. Because the fun part was having him and her there. It got to be an effort. It got to be a group effort. There we go.
Oh.
But deep down, I'm frustrated because she's screaming like she ain't never had dick in her life. Like, this is the first time. Oh! Stop it! Oh! You just sitting up there like, really, bitch? Really? You're gonna be... I don't even be that loud. Really? You know?
I know it's good, but dang.
Right. I know it's good, but really?
Robert, huh?
Well, whatever. That's the first thing that popped in my head. That's the first thing that popped in my head. Robert.
But that seems to be the thing now. A lot of people want to do someone come in and join them as a couple. A lot of them are looking for an extra. You know, I want this. So, and, you know, it's like, okay, really? No. Me and my girl, you know, this one guy was like, she likes eating pussy, and I love to watch her. You know, you come join us, and, you know, I'm going to let her eat you, then I'm going to do whatever. I'm like, really?
I've had such bad experiences with the whole oral sex thing that it don't even float my boat anymore.
Really?
such bad experiences. So now that she came along, oh, a woman don't know how to please, but another woman, bitch, please. No. No, I don't believe you. You need more people. No, you're not going to try to convince me because you and I got the same thing. You know how to please it. Bitch, I've had mine for 33 years, and I've never even seen it face-to-face. So, no, I don't believe you.
I won't say that she was much better. It was, I don't know, maybe because we had someone listening, and you'll never guess who was listening. You know, LaCrosse.
You're nasty. Nasty. So, Brick is in the room saying she's straight, and I told her to prove it. Press one. She said, I'm straight. She said, no.
Well, I just found out that I'm no longer natural.
No, you're curious. Press one. Let's take a quick break, people, and let's come back because we got like about 15 minutes. No, we about got half an hour. You got as long as I say. Anyway, be right back, folks. Y'all tuned into Crush It After Dark. Musically inclined, we had a place to be right now, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Give us a call. We'll be right back in about 10 minutes.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Fuck it. Just play another hit.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell them what you really do. Do you really wanna play this game? need your set. Your set. I move to the next. The next. You front man, you stun man. You worse than my ex. Ha, 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 ha. You think that funny? We know the truth, boy. Keep it 100.
You ain't rushing for love, and I ain't up here to judge. So let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. Would assume no how to fuck up the
girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smart nigga. Cali girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rap sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D-pad. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the more. Hold up.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But it's so no hard to fuck up the end.
Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, we getting hollered at, I'm saying nah. She's no saint, but she don't pose. She don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up. She don't really say much, but it slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you win a time coach, shawty far through. Baby, look at their approach, how they caught you. All the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't tryna catch up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent, cause the one in front of is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, gun, love, nah. Caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, goddamn.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But it's still no how to fuck up the
I'm
Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio. Shout out to me for having technical problems. I just got knocked off of Skype. It's not my fault. It's not my fault, people. You're tuned into the Honey Suite right now, crushing After Dark, the third Tuesday of the month. We're talking about bisexuality among women. I have my co-host here, LaDrama Princess. You still with me, LaDrama?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay. We got LaDrama Princess. We got Baton Rouge in the building, Miss Lady C. Lady C, you're popular.
Who's that lady from Louisiana? Lady C, yeah.
Yeah, you're popular. People always ask about Lady C.
Hey, Lady C there, yeah.
Okay, whatever, whatever, whatever. She's finally done it, folks. She's finally proving her womanhood.
She pressed the one.
She probably pressed that one. What's Brent, going on, Rick?
Hey, Brent.
Rick is in the building.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
How are you doing today, Brick?
I've been released from my domicile. That's natural. I feel like I was going crazy in there.
Yeah, we seen you. He was going nuts.
So I'm glad to be out, enjoying the conversation.
You are. That's good. That's good. At least somebody.
I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I did not know if you partake in such festivities once that you're branded for life.
Right. I didn't know.
Right. We learn something new every day, right?
I figured so you had to do it at least twice or three times, maybe. And maybe you have to enjoy it all the way.
No, if you don't enjoy it with a man and that's all you sleep with, you're still heterosexual.
I do enjoy it with a man. If I don't, I'm done with him. I've gotten to that point.
But
if
no,
I don't,
that doesn't
no.
mean that you're no longer going to sleep with men. That's just, you know, that was a fail that time. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess my biggest thing is I like penetration.
Hold up. That was my thing too. But there's so much out there in the game right now, you know, as far as sex toys and all types of equipment
But
you don't necessarily have to use toys when you're with a woman. You can use whatever you have.
Right.
It's on your
body. That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what. Wait. What?
Whatever you have.
But you have fingers.
That's too small.
Deodorant bottles.
Do what? Bottles.
Deodorant bottles that you use what you have.
Deodorant bottles?
She said deodorant. Hmm. You know what? We're going to mute you again. We're going to mute you for saying that.
No, I mean, she said use whatever you have.
Okay.
Well, you know, being with a woman, you don't have to use toys. You don't have to use deodorant or your red
body parts.
Your body parts.
I'm gonna fuck you with my elbow.
Okay.
Come here, girl.
Well, you could
try
like,
my foot.
Your breast on her vagina at some point, or you could use her your fingers to penetrate her. You could use your toes to penetrate. Or you could just rub your vagina across hers. And then you can penetrate at the same time while you do that, too.
That's too much work.
Not necessarily.
If we both have to lift and separate, that's a lot.
LaDrama.
Okay. LaDrama. I remember doing that in like when you were little. You know what?
See, now we're getting into another territory, LaCrush.
Princess.
When I was little,
Princess, can I call you princess?
Yeah.
let's just dab in this for a minute. Just walk with me down this road for a minute, and let's rub pussy. Just for a minute.
Okay.
You was little, and you used to go to the bathroom. You know, you were friends in the bathroom. And they're like, Luke, I got hair, too. And, you know, you bump vaginas or whatever. I mean, that's never happened to y'all in, like, school
Listen.
Or something.
But every girl doesn't do that.
Right. Or funny therapy.
Because every boy doesn't do it either. Yesterday we had flashbacks of child abuse. Today we having more flashbacks.
Oh, you're bumping vaginas in the bathroom.
Yeah, and then when we get out to that topic of when we were kids, they kind of like classified that as maybe that's what happened with some abuse or overexposure or something.
Oh, my God.
That's a totally different topic, Brick.
That's
one
and
a quarter cry.
Look, that's a whole other show. But can I take it back?
Show. Okay.
Can I take it back a minute and 30 seconds and just borrow y'all for a minute? You said that y'all could rub vaginas together. Fuck it, y'all can rub pussies together. Let's just call it what it is, okay? We're going to rub pussies together. I'm 340 fucking pounds and my belly comes down to the middle of my thighs. No. No. No, LaDrama.
I have seen it done in the movie.
I'm making an impossible crush.
And then
no,
if you want it, I mean, our bodies down there, even male to female, is made to be able to fit it if you want
exactly.
to fit it.
No.
Crush plan.
No, I'm not.
You know, if a man wanted to get up and rub, you rub with a man. You can't rub
but
with
listen,
a woman.
No, 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 no. See, when I rub with a man, his stuff protrude. She talk about we got to rub to
inside. If your vaginas can't meet, then you can rub. She can rub her thigh on it.
They do the scissors.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. You can rub a thigh or whatever.
I don't even like doing scissors with a man. I know I'm not going to do scissors. Bitch, hold that up.
Oh.
You're getting lazy, bitch. You're getting lazy. Hold that leg up, bitch. Hold that leg up. You're lazy.
I mean, even if you just laying on your back, you got your legs open, and then she could do whatever she's going to do on top of you.
First, too lazy to be bisexual. It won't work.
I didn't say that, but I ain't going to deny it neither. What I tell him his job, he got to lift it separate. He'd be like, hold your stomach. I'd be like, why? Click no.
You're trying to go there. I don't have to. You want to go there, go there.
No, no.
Oh, you know, you could use a, well, that would come into the sex aid thing. You could use swings and other types of equipment, the wedges. Yeah.
What's the wedges?
Ooh.
Well, so it's like a foam piece of that's cut into a big wedge, and it's like got this fabric over it.
Right, it holds you up. You don't know about the wedge? Okay, AKA the pillow. There we go.
Yeah, but it's like way bigger. So Crush could get on that, and she could have her vagina and ass up in the air.
Not me.
And then the woman could trip her like that.
She can... You know what I think I would enjoy? The double penetration dildo.
That looks painful.
I would enjoy that. I would probably take it all. Bitch, you come back. Too far away. Look, grabbing her by her ankles. You too far away. You need to come up, bitch. Scoot up. Scoot up.
Yeah, so just, LaCrush, what you should do tonight is look up the word tribbing on one of those porn sites you always go to. And then you will see.
You said tribbing, T-R-I-B-I-N-G?
Yep, tribbing. Or tribadaism.
Tribadaism? Who the what?
Tribadaism?
Yes.
Tribadaism.
Yes.
I'm going to ask
okay, what is that?
That's the full name of it. But
I'm going to, right. You going to do what?
Mama's up scary.
Right, I'm searching on the other thing, on the other.
Yeah, look. You look first and tell me.
Yeah, I'm gonna
blow my mind. I'm like, damn, this one thing I got this game figured out. Well,
no,
I have a question about what you said. Okay, you said you're attracted to penetration, so transgender. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are the ones that haven't went all the way yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guys that still, like the girls, excuse me, the ladies that still have a vagina.
Well,
but everything
still,
else is
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can see why, what I was trying to say earlier is what you're attracted to. Are you attracted to, is it the female form, like the breasts, the ass, or like you said, everything is physical. I understand that you see someone as physical, but you're not attracted to, when I said lipstick lesbians, I mean like the ones who are more feminine. You're not attracted to women like that.
Feminine?
You're attracted to ones that look like men.
That look like men? Oh.
No.
No.
So what part?
So they don't necessarily have to look like, you know, butch. They don't have to be like, you know, rocking the jeans. stuff like
no.
that.
No.
Okay.
They can
so
be,
you
they could be
what was that?
Well, you will date the softer females.
The softer females. I'm feeling
like
some type of way
like,
you mean a female? There's no such thing as a softer. That's it. That either you go hard or...
It comes to bisexual.
Same
soft
thing.
Ones
She's
and they're
female.
Hard ones. They're butch and
No, it's not. That's a female.
You don't think they're butch bisexual
you're talking
women
about,
out there?
Listen. From what you're trying to say, you're saying butch women. I understand the butch. But you're saying lipstick when it's necessarily, technically, it's not lipstick. They're just regular old women.
The
well,
femme.
That's how I differentiate
the
between
femme,
the
right.
two. They're both
the
women.
Femme.
But the
you're butch
talking about
ones the femme.
Wear
lipstick. The femmes and the studs. That's what they're really called, right?
Yeah,
femme.
They're femme and studs. The femme. You're talking about
okay.
the femme.
I'm using an old, out-of-date term, and
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
So you rather date more femmes than studs?
Feminine.
Or it doesn't matter to you which one?
In the past, I've been attracted to females that are, like, what do you say, a femme.
Okay.
Oh,
because
I know
for me, and it's like this, for me, personally, I don't speak for anybody else, but for me, I want, when I'm with a woman, I just want to be with a woman. When I'm with a man, I want all of that domination because I like to be submissive when I'm with a man, and that's what I prefer anyway. So I guess that's why I prefer being with men. But I want the man to look like that. I mean, not to say that I'm, because I am attracted to transgender females, but just like I said, they look like females. They just have a big dick. But I just like... When I'm with a woman, I don't want to be in a role. I just want it to be a female. That's just it for me, just to look like a girl and just be a girl. I'm not going for a transgender male.
Okay. I had it wrong. Okay.
Yep. I told you
when
that.
You said the transgender, I got it confused. Okay. You mean that men who are transisting, well, you know, transferring to be a woman, but they still got their Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get it. I thought it was the other way. My apologies.
Okay.
I thought it was the other way. Okay.
The other way around. Right, the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So he's being transgender and he's being with a woman that makes him gay?
That's what I was
or bisexual?
That's what I was going to
bisexual or lesbian, yes.
Oh,
okay. I was going to ask that. Are they, even though they're transitioning to
because
be...
Because he's living his life as a woman.
Right. So they are attracted to women.
No.
I only assumed they were all gay.
They would be attracted to men, you think, if they want
right.
to be women.
I really did not think of the whole bisexual aspect of that. I've always thought that they were just gay, attracted to men.
All right.
No, some will sleep with women.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Wow. So there's not that many. Is there a lot of them?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there a whole community? We need to go searching. We need to go to a party.
Okay.
Let's find out.
We need to go searching.
It seems like that would be a small number of men.
I don't think it's a small number.
Well,
why
hard
not?
To find.
I mean, my thing is this. Why wouldn't it be that attraction? I mean, he wants... Or he's admiring, right? Is it admiration that they do this?
No, because they feel like they were born in the wrong body. So
yeah.
they feel like
yeah.
they should be the opposite of their gender, not sexuality necessarily.
It's just the gender. They want to
be
the other sex, although they may be attracted to the same sex.
So they
may be the other sex. They just feel that their body is the wrong body. Their mind is not clicking. If the women that are not clicking as women and the men not clicking as men, I always felt they should be a woman. And the women always thought they should be a man.
And I hate them. I hate them because they look like fucking women.
Hell yeah, look better than
they look gorgeous. They look gorgeous.
As fuck. I'm jealous. Like, fuck you.
They tell you how a woman's supposed to look. They're like, look. This
exactly.
is
like, you be
look.
Walking and you cut your eye. I cut my eyes at them.
Can put the
now,
makeup on and get
yes.
to walk in the heels and back the eyelashes and stuff, and you'd be like, what? Huh? gorgeous.
And I did. I stuck
They're gorgeous.
They're looking good. Even the ugly ones look kind of decent when everything is in the right order.
Yeah, when everything's in place, they look gorgeous. There's a few of them that look like, wait a minute, go redo. But
look,
most of them.
It's your 5 o'clock shadow, bitch. And then I can't even see. I can't even say that. I can't even say that because I'm growing a beard now, too. Fucking
normal.
I can't even see that no. Bitch, where's your 5 o'clock shadow? Because she's going to say, bitch, where's yours? Wait, hold up.
I don't have Adam.
I
don't have
either.
An Adam's apple.
They don't either. Don't get it twisted. Not all
so
of them.
So I know a lot of them, you have to look hard to find. They done
right,
everything.
Exactly.
What?
It
used
hand.
To be you could just look at the neck. Now it's like, wait a minute. Is he or she? So
right.
What?
And then you got somebody... Then you have some of these women out here, not going to call y'all bitches. I talked about that. Yes, I am. Listen, you got some bitches out here who try so hard, and they just not cutting it. Like, mija, what's going on? Yeah. I'm like hearing myself. Am I echoing to y'all?
Yeah.
There's an echo.
There's an echo.
Is that me? That's not me. Oh, it stopped.
It stopped.
That was, that was me. No, it's not. There you go. Who's listening to us right now? Y'all listening to us somewhere.
Okay, maybe that's me.
Yeah.
No, I refreshed my page, and it probably started.
Oh.
Okay,
I'm turning off. Yeah, I'm out the chat room. I'm out the chat room. Y'all not in there. Y'all whack.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm leaving too.
I'm leaving.
Anyway.
Anyway, folks, it's Phone Fantasy Radio's The Honey Suite. We be having a conversation among ourselves, forgetting that we're live on air, right? Yeah, that's how we roll. Yeah, we just forget about y'all. We forget that this is being recorded and that we're supposed to actually be informing y'all. We just be going through our own little random rants and things of that. Excuse me. So... So, La Drama Princess, anything that you would like to touch on real quick as a final thought?
Only thing I want to say is that if you're out in the clubs or you're out hanging out with your girl and your man, don't try to impress your man by rubbing up and down and kissing on your girlfriend or trying to pretend like you're going to eat her out just to impress him. Because there are many other ways to impress your man sexually than to involve an innocent woman into your web of deceit and to give a bad perception of people that are bisexual.
Well said.
Or
well
actually
said.
Bisexual.
Well said. Well said. Couldn't have said it better because I don't know about that last. But anyway. Brick.
Yes.
You got us echoing, Brick. It's you. It's all you.
I am not. I cut it off.
I just muted you and it stopped. And now I hear it again.
Oh, my God. It's not me.
Okay. Whatever. anyway, folks. Yes, you got us on speaker?
No, now I don't.
Oh.
Damn it.
Anyway, folks. Any final thoughts, Lady C, about bisexuality? Do you think it's gimmick or truth? Now having this conversation with us, has it changed?
I think it's true. It's everybody's perspective. I'm surprised that if you do it once, that's it. But
we still stuck on that, aren't we?
Yeah. So apparently I didn't know that I crossed over.
Yep.
Long time ago you crossed over. You gotta go change that. Now that you know, are you gonna go change your status on Facebook?
Hell no. On what page? Which page, LaCrush? Which page?
Right.
Like, you know I can't change that, LaCrosse. Please. That would be
one,
what?
You got more than one page?
I have three pages.
oh, you're just going to leave me on that one, knowing I can't post on your wall. That's some crazy.
I thought I had invited you to the other pages.
Mm-mm, I didn't know that.
It was my maiden name. I thought I did.
Mm-mm.
We're
back
to
Miss Echo. Yeah,
I'm not echoing.
You are.
Hurting my feelings. All show you've been hurting my feelings.
No, I haven't. You mad.
Give her a kiss, Crush. Tell her you're sorry. Mm-hmm.
Give her a kiss.
Who's my sexual kiss?
Come here, Brick. Come on, Brick. Let's try it together. Let's get our tripping on. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Let's get our tripping on. That's a lot of work. That's my favorite position, I will say, with the man. But I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, you got to send me that so I can see. It ain't scary.
No. It's not scary.
Okay, I don't know. You would do some things, Crush. I might be scared.
It's the scissoring position.
Oh, cool.
Right, y'all just rubbing up on each other.
I like
it when he do it. I don't know if I like it if he do it. There's going to have to be a heat. And then we're back to our last discussion. Bitch, hurry up. I want my turn. You know what I mean? So I don't think I'm about that high. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
She don't want to be second. She wants her turn so she can go to sleep.
But listen, if I'm first, I'm going to sleep, so I done fucked that up even more, right?
Exactly. I want to go first.
If I go first, I'm going to sleep. Because he done laid it. Or he's going to give me half because he got to save the other energy for her. Let's talk about that next crushing after dark, the threesome phenomenon. We got to talk about this because now, guys, I got a question for y'all. Why do you want two women if you can't even handle it? That's that bullshit.
Exactly.
I want two men too.
Girl, it just seems like something is missing, but I don't want to do anal. I don't know.
I don't either, but I want two men. I don't want to do anal. But
I don't want to do anal.
No, me either.
And not saying that it's mandatory to do it, but when you're having sex with somebody, he's doing it so good, and you be reaching for shit that's not there, right? That's just me?
Because if he's doing it good, you still can't give nobody else a blowjob because you're like, oh.
But that's the best time. That's the challenge. I got to hold it in to make sure that I don't choke over this man's piece. And then on top of that, if it's pretty, I want him to do it harder because this right here is turning me on. I'm just saying. I'm going to stop.
That's a show.
Right.
That's
the show.
Show.
That's a show.
Two men and a woman. Yes.
Because penis is attractive. A penis
it
can
is.
Be.
It is.
I don't know about pussy. I haven't seen no pretty pussy.
No, it's nasty.
Pussy is just pussy. I have never looked at a pussy and said, oh, that's pretty.
I'm terrified of it.
I'm not terrified of the pussy, but I've never looked at it and said, oh, that's pretty.
I guess
because I watch too much porn.
I don't watch enough, I think.
Porn.
I like
girl-on-girl porn. I do. I like when she's screaming and she's licking it and she's doing a damn good job. I just don't like when they start spitting on it.
I like the way the inside looks. Very intimidating. A lot of layers in there. A lot going on.
She be like, no, bitch, don't do that. Like,
don't spit in it. Just get a cup of water if you want it wet. Get some paint gel or something.
Did she say get a cup of water?
Rip something.
Get the spray bottle, bitch.
Something. Don't spit in it. But there are men that want to spit in it, too. Like, no. That's nasty.
And now it's all cold.
Ew.
You know what? I like giving sloppy head. If the penis is pretty. Gotta be pretty. Gotta be an attractive penis.
Fluids and liquids and yeah. Wow.
The liquid's got to come out of there. That's the fun part when the liquids come out.
Yeah, but it gets messy.
You know what I did for the first time?
What?
I made myself come without using a toy, an apparatus, equipment. I just used air. That was a lot of fucking work.
I can do that. I can rock myself happy.
That's a lot of fucking work. I ain't doing that no more. I'm going to the store. As soon as I get me $90, I'm going to the store. I'm going to get the magic wand. Because that right there was too fucking much.
The magic wand?
The magic wand. That's the only thing that makes me happy. Everything else. Yeah, I got to have electricity voltage. That battery shit makes me mad.
Electricity comes out of that thing?
It's plugged into the wall.
You plug it to the wall.
Are you serious?
The magic wand is actually was a neck massager. What are you talking about?
Mother, it plugs into the wall?
Yeah, it plugs into the wall.
It shocks you?
No. It's a vibrator.
No, it's constant juice. The battery won't die. You know, batteries go dead on you. When it's plugged into the wall, you know it's going to keep going.
It shocks you while it's in there.
Listen, I tell you, my last one, I picked it up and that shit started sparking. Like, I tell you, no lie, that's what happened to the last one. And this is going to be my third one in 10 years.
Oh, no.
The magic wand.
We need a warranty out on that. He can take out insurance. If you blow through them things like that.
I'm going to go to Radio Shack. Do you like insurance on this?
Yes.
$2 more, you can get insurance on this. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, good thing, sure.
She going to look at me. I'm going to look at her. We're just going to wink at each other.
Put the insurance on this and just
put
shut
some
up.
Exactly. Put some insurance on this. We'll go to Radio Shack and see if they got that shit. Y'all got necklaces?
Best Buy. I'm going to have to look and see how much they cost down here. Might be cheaper.
Well, you can get it online for like $45 or something like that. But if I have to, I don't want to wait. I don't got time to wait for UPS. I want to go to the store and pick it up. I just want
to
go to the store.
All have been listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. Please call us.
Let me tell you, though, it comes with attachment.
What?
Yeah, see, when I first found out about it, it wasn't the new wave. Now, all of a sudden, that is the new wave. A company that started coming out with attachments that you snap on the head of it. If you don't know what it looked like, it looked like a baseball on top of a mini bat. That's what it got. Two settings. It got high. It got two settings, high and low. I put a condom over mine.
It would always be on high. Low is just for joke. I don't know what low is.
No, you can't just go. Listen, ma'am. I'm going to tell you now. You can't just start off in high. You're going to die. You got to start off low and accidentally hit high. It got to be a surprise. Oh, you know. I'm telling you, I done passed out and woke up like what just happened and looked around. The shit getting hot on my leg. That warm shit is hot on my leg. I'm just laying. Listen.
He's up.
I could pay all. Ain't got time for all that.
You better watch that.
I'm going to have to go look that up and see.
It's called the magic wand, Hitachi. Make sure you get the right one. It got to be Hitachi.
Hitachi.
It got to be Hitachi magic wand. They run about $70, $90 if you get it from the store. I'm going to go get it from the store. I'm going to do it.
It goes with a fake name, massager. No, it's
the magic wand. It really is called the magic wand. The Hitachi magic wand. That's all you got to put in there. Magic wand or the massager. Yeah, the magic wand massager.
Suction cup. Back that thing up on the wall.
You know what? I thought about that, but then I thought about when you walk away, you're just going to have that big old area. It's going to be one color. And the rest of the room is just going to be... They're going to be like, what happened to your floor? Like, you know, how you going to explain that?
I want one of those two brick like, I want to try that too.
You can stick it in the chair and jump up and down on it.
I work. That look like a lot of work.
But that's good exercise too. Plus, you're getting fired. I'm telling you, you're gonna jump up and down on that thing.
Y'all need to go to magicwandoriginal.com. There we go.
Okay. Magicwandoriginal.com.
Look, they got it for wellness, magic wand massage, and they have for women. It only got two settings. That's all you need. High, and you tease yourself. Start on the thigh. You start on the thigh, work your way up.
They paying us advertising. He's getting some money to
this
of all this free advertising.
I'm doing a review on it. I don't like magic wand. I want everybody happy like me.
You need to have that sex show that used to be on TV and say, look, we're going to try this. We got a group that will try this for you.
But no, what
okay, so how about this, lady? You try it out and then videotape your experience. And we'll play it live here on Phone Fantasy Radio. How about that?
Right. Audio tape.
Be like, woo, add a little sugar.
So Walmart got it on sale for $54.95. Nice.
Walmart got it?
Gotta love Wild World.
Yeah, Walmart got it for $54.95. Drugstore.com, Babeland. The Pleasure Trash. Those shops in New York.
Got it.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah, when we going there, Crush?
Huh?
When we going to Babeland?
When we going to Babeland? When you stop fronting.
I ain't fronting. They were giving away free, what you call it the other day? We missed it.
Because I don't even know what you called it. All right. Oh, so the Pleasure Chest got it for $54.95 too. I'm going to get it this weekend. Tell y'all all about it later.
Next show,
And look,
I'm going to have
to
go find me one now. That's very interesting.
Yeah, they got the attachment. They got the ribbed one, the one with the spikes on it. They got the penetration.
Spiky ball one ain't no joke.
They got the penetration one. And it comes with a multifunction. Right. For extra $45, it comes with the multifunctional wand. Control, you can go from real low, you know, just how a regular vibe does. Yeah, connection.
Right.
Yeah, they got it. Yeah. All right, folks.
Wow.
The drama princess that got quiet on us. She still there?
I'm still here.
Why you done got
quiet?
You don't.
I'm listening to y'all talk about these toys.
We got excited about the magic wand.
When are you gonna do a series on your blog about toys?
A series?
You don't believe, right? You don't believe in toys?
I do toy reviews on there every now and again, but I don't know about a series. I need a company like Brick said that they need to sponsor me or send me the toys. And then I can do a whole series then.
Well,
exactly.
Put it out there. Send a letter. Tell them I got a blog. I do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But anyway, tell people how they can go check out La Drama Princess before we leave out of here. We got like 3 minutes.
LaDramaPrincess.com, and then when you get there, you'll see at the top it says my freaky adult blog. You click that, and then you can keep up with me weekly and see what I'm talking about. And I'm on all the social media sites, La Drama Princess. There you go. I also have a book radio show called The Bonafide Literary Show on Sunday nights on Blog Talk as well, if you want to know about some books, not just your vag.
Badge. Anyway, folks, we're down to the last 2 minutes. I want to thank everybody that called up, tuned in, showed out, and had a good time with me, La Drama Princess. I appreciate you once again for coming in and hanging out with us and shining some insight to us ignorant people. learned a lot We learned a lot as well as had a good time as always. So we do appreciate you and your expertise to the show. Hope you come back with us. Sundays at what time? 7 p.m.?
9:30 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, the Bonafide Literary Show.
The Bonafide Literary Show. Literary Show. Go to thedramaprincess.com to find out more information. You can pick up her books. And also at thedramaprincess.com. She got a swingers book. She got a whole lot of cool stuff out there. So definitely go to thedramaprincess.com. Join us Monday. Monday night, we'll be back for the Monday Night Jukebox at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. October 5th, 7 p.m. Eastern is the debut of Brick House back. It's the date of Brick House with Brick. She want to tell you about that. Brick was going down the first issue October 5th.
October 5th, Brick House is coming back to the airwaves. We come on Sunday, 7 p.m. Central. We're going to be like a 60-minute type show, giving you the latest on socioeconomics going on in our communities. This October 5th, we'll be talking about gentrification, how it affects all of us, and what we need to know about it. So check me out, 7 p.m., October 5th, Eastern Standard. And after that, you can slide right on over to the Drama Princess Show. There you go. It's a perfect fit. Excellent.
Sounds like a plan. More information at phonefantasyradio.com. There go my 10-second mark. Thanks again to everybody. Thanks again to Lady C, Brick, the Drama. We need to have a ladies' night, but we'll talk about that later. Ladies. We'll talk about that later. See y'all next week. Enjoy the week. Be safe. Have fun. Stay sexy. And I'm out. Deuces. Bye.
Later.
Good night.
Hasta luego.